Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. The president or the resident of the White House made a trip to Arizona today to some chip plant or something. Again, he's in a border state. He's been in Texas. He's been in Arizona, been in California. I don't know that he's been to New Mexico recently, but he has been in his career. Still has never visited the border. I guess he doesn't have to. Nothing to see here. Why visit the border? That'd be weird. I think is what we're being told. Now, again, I'll give you a preview of some of his comments there while in Arizona.
Investment. And we'll construct a second fab here in Phoenix to build chips, three nano chips. And you know what I'm saying. I don't know.
People are laughing as if he was telling a joke. He wasn't, just lost his place, didn't know what he was saying. He had no idea what to call them. And tries to blow it off, and he's so funny. That's funny, that Joe Biden. So we've got more of that. We'll tell you exactly why he went to Arizona. And he does answer the question. You're going to Arizona. Why aren't you going to the border? And I'll have that question and that answer for you coming up on a Tuesday. Let's go. Hey, Sam, I don't know that to be true. I think you meant lab, but whatever. By the way, that's Carrie Lockie. That is Polo. I don't have Carrie Lockie for some reason. That's Sam. Yeah, Carrie's just not on camera. That's weird. Where the hell did you go?
I don't know. I'm right here.
Why do you have to run a 1942 computer? I don't understand.
Dude. I know. It's pretty bad.
We just did an impromptu poll in the chat room, and how much do you love Joe Pags was the poll question. What?
Seriously?
Why is that funny?
I don't know.
It was a real poll.
Okay, all right, yeah. And?
The question was, do you love Joe Pags? Said the one was yes, was the answer. One was, oh my God, yes. One was, I love Sam and Joe. And one is, Carrie is cool too. Guess which one won?
That they love you.
No, Carrie is cool too. I'm so sick of these people.
Really? Oh,
and then I go to show your fabulous face to them. And what do I get?
There.
Is the computer just dead? What happened?
Try
to call back. Nothing happened.
Yep.
Come on, man. Paula, what year is this computer from? Is this like a 2001 model? You know, I gave out the Christmas bonuses last night. I probably should have just saved that and bought you a computer.
No. It's okay.
Oh, no, you'd rather the money, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't need to see anything anyway. So.
All right, it is 888-941-PAG. No, people like to see you. I mean, it's a whole thing. I mean, that's why we have a camera in there. Mm-hmm. For those in the building who are in engineering, I understand you guys are overworked and overloaded. Can we just have a computer, an iPad, a phone, something that can show me Carrie Lockie every day consistently? Yeah, I was pretty direct about that, right?
Yeah, extremely.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying. It's not like it's 1991. We're like, wow, what is this internet thing?
You know what I mean? Know. We're 30 years later. To the choir. I understand.
Big, elaborate, beautiful building where we're broadcasting.
Yes.
You can't have a computer that works?
Not for me, no.
I mean, literally, I'm going to have to buy a computer, aren't I?
Probably, yes.
I'm calling somebody. I'm telling you, somebody's going to get an earful today.
Ooh.
I'm going to end up calling somebody.
Sorry, people.
And that's going to happen. All right. Early on, by the way, the polls are now closed, I believe, in Georgia, right? I believe they closed at 7.
Yeah.
Eastern time. And right now, when we're doing the show, it's 7:10 Eastern time now. Any results? Any early results? Anything?
I just saw NBCnews.com is saying it's too early to call. 8% of the expected votes are in. Warnock has 73.7%. Herschel Walker has 26.3%.
And again, most people would think that early voting would go to the Democrat anyway. It's supposed to be a very close statistical race. I don't know what's going to end up happening. I do know this. that Herschel Walker is head and shoulders above Raphael Warnock when it comes to the issues that I feel are important to Georgia voters. It'll be very interesting to watch how this turns out. Now, the balance of power in the Senate is on the line. If Walker wins, it'll be 50-50 Republicans and Democrats. If Warnock wins, it'll be 51 Democrats, 49 Republicans, and the deciding vote won't be Kamala Harris anymore, and it would be much harder for Republicans to grab a mansion or a cinema and have them on their side to stop any sort of ridiculous legislation going forward. So this is a very important vote for the numbers, but it's also important on values. I mean, my goodness, the one guy is accused to be a slumlord. He's accused of running his wife or ex-wife's foot over or something. There's video of her saying that he did it. And he's also somebody who's like, yeah, abort the child even on the way out. That's fine. And he says he likes social. We should stop attacking socialism and that we have to somehow get over whiteness. That's the guy. Georgia, you want him, really? I know you voted for him in the special election, but there were really bad candidates before. But, I mean, that's the guy? So I'm just wondering. All right. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Let's talk about the border. Do you have a reason, an official reason why Joe Biden went to the border today?
Yes, I do. This is from Reuters. U.S. President Joe Biden visited TSMC's Arizona plant on Tuesday as the Taiwanese chipmaker said it would more than triple its planned investment there to $40 billion, among the largest foreign investments in American history. The expanded investments, a big win for Biden after supply chain issues disrupted the U.S. economy early in his presidency. American manufacturing is back, folks. Biden sent a speech against the backdrop of the new factory, draped with an American flag and a large banner reading A Future Made in America, Phoenix, Arizona. Biden's recent trip to Asia convinced him the United States is in a better position to lead the world economy in the years ahead if we keep our focus, he said. Mark Liu, chairman of Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturer Company Limited, known as TSMC, estimated annual revenue of $10 billion when the two planned chip fabrication plants open, adding customers would have annual sales of $40 billion from products using chips made there.
And where is the company based?
In Phoenix, Arizona.
No, I know where the plant is, but this is a foreign company, right?
Oh, Taiwan.
Taiwan. So the profits will go to Taiwan. One would guess. I mean, that's where the company is based. So yes, it means jobs in Phoenix. That's good. I have no complaint about that. Okay. It means the economy in Phoenix will be boosted by this. Sure. And you can say made in America, but in fact, the profits go elsewhere, which is interesting. This isn't unlike Honda making cars here, yet the profits go to Japan, or Hyundai going to Korea. So, I mean, I get it. It's American manufacturing in that Americans will be doing the manufacturing, but the profits aren't staying here. They're going to go elsewhere. And again, it's a plus. I'm not saying that it's not. It's not like there's an American company that's rooting itself there and hiring a bunch of people, and the billions will go and help the American economy. But, of course, this is better than not having it, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Having said that, he's in Phoenix, which isn't that far from the border. Arizona is a border town. So as he's leaving the White House today, and I think this is Peter Ducey that we're going to hear.
It is.
Okay, he yells, you're going to be in a border state or you're going to go to the border? Listen.
Border state and not visit the border. Because the more important thing going on, they're going to invest billions of dollars in a new enterprise.
You're going to a border state. Why would you go to a border state and not visit the border? I'm going to play it again. It was just a short soundbite, and I want you to listen closely to what the resident of the White House has to say is the reason.
Border state and not visit the border. Because the more important thing going on, they're going to invest billions of dollars in a new enterprise.
Because there's a more important thing going on. If you didn't hear him, you're going to a border state. Why aren't you going to the border? Because there's a more important thing going on. There's a new enterprise going to invest billions. Now, I ask you, just as an everyday American, left, right, middle, I don't care what your politics are, is this new business that's going in that will profit some company in Taiwan, is this business more important than 5 million people have illegally come across the border in the last 2 years? Is that more important than border states seeing an influx of sex trafficking, human trafficking, drug trafficking? Is it more important to have this enterprise than 110,000 dead Americans poisoned by fentanyl every year? Now, my simple answer, because I'm kind of a simple guy, is it's not more important. So for him to say there's a more important thing going on, that's verbatim what he said, that's not even disheartening. It's disgusting is what it is. That means that he doesn't understand what's happening at the border, or he's happy with it. He's glad it's happening at the border. One more time. I'm not putting any words in his mouth. He says it.
Third state and not visit the border. Because the more important thing going on, they're going to invest billions of dollars in a new enterprise.
The more important thing going on, can invest billions of dollars in a new enterprise. Now, Sam, you're telling me that FAB is short for fabrication facility or something?
Yes, in the microelectronics industry, a sub-microconductor fabrication plant, commonly known as a fab, sometimes a foundry, is a factory where devices such as integrated circuits are manufactured. So it is a thing.
You think that he knows the term fab, but doesn't know what's happening at the border?
I highly doubt that.
Yeah, I mean, so maybe somebody told him to say fab. I thought he meant lab. Okay, so he says fab. I'm going to play that soundbite again as well. But then he just completely loses his place, then pretends he's telling a joke.
Investment. And we'll construct a second fab here in Phoenix to build chips, chips that are three nano. And you know what I'm saying. I don't know.
So he was reading that. So the word fab is probably in the teleprompter. He's reading that as he says it. But then he loses his place, and he's reading these words, three nano. He doesn't know what he's saying. And then nano, and then people laugh and clap as if it's something. But it's not something. He's just lost. So very simply, I'm going to open the phone lines here. Very simply, do you think it is more important that he goes and makes an appearance at a new fab where they're making semiconductors than it would be to take the short jaunt to the border and show the central government cares about what's happening there on the border? Is that really more? He says, I got a more important thing going on. He says it. Do you agree? 888-941-PAGS, JoePags.com. I've got a couple other sound bites from him. And by the way, Karine Jean-Pierre has asked about him not going to the border again. This is on Air Force One, so you don't see her if you're watching, but you will hear her response. And again, they're already trying to walk back this, you know, something more important going on. And she, again, tries to dump it in the laps of Republicans as if Republicans somehow are saying no to legislation that would fix the border. 888-941-7247, JoePags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
I appreciate you stopping by. Thanks. It's the Joe Pags Show for your Tuesday. Bottom of the hour will be Victor Avila on what's really happening on the border. He's just back from the border and talks about how absolutely Biden should have gone. And he gives some reasons why he thinks that Biden didn't go. So make sure you stick around for that. I've got a couple other sound bites from Biden. Either he's delusional or he's just saying things that he thinks that some of you will believe, and some of you will believe it, to be honest. Talks about optimism that people have with the economy and so on, and how inflation, this and that. We'll get to those as well. And also bring you Karine Jean-Pierre when asked about him not going to the border again. And she, of course, doesn't have much to say, but says it anyway. Meantime, got to remind you that the Fed has printed nearly $9 trillion in the last year. That's crazy. That means the value of the dollars that you have, the paper money, is going down every time they do this. The dollar's losing value. Why? It's why I recommend you diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver. The only company I trust is Goldco. They earn a gold star in my book, and thousands of Americans agree. Goldco has placed over $1 billion in precious metals. So I'm here to ask you, can you continue to afford rising prices and the decline of the dollar? I urge you not to miss what could be the biggest gold and silver boom of our generation. So I want you to visit the website they made just for you because you listen to my program or watch my program. It's goldco.com/pags, goldco.com/pags. When you do, you'll not only get a chance to protect your retirement savings with gold and silver, as one of my listeners, you could get $10,000 or more in free silver just for doing it. Do not miss out. Go to that website they made for you, goldco.com/PAGS. That's goldco.com/PAGS. Once again, go to that website, find out more at goldco.com/PAGS. All right, let me give you a couple more sound bites. This is Karine Jean-Pierre on Air Force One being questioned about Biden and the border.
The president was asked as he was leaving the White House if he was going to go to the border. He said he had there are more important things going on. Can you clarify those remarks? Was he dismissive?
I mean, like, happy to. Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I just laid out a couple moments ago, like, when the president first walked into the administration, the first thing he did was put forth a comprehensive immigration reform legislation. So that showed his commitment.
Again, she doesn't answer the question, would you like to clarify what he said about not going to the border? There are more important things going on. She then says something stupid about how he put forth legislation that would fix it, and the Republicans didn't want to do it. Of course, the Republicans who were in charge before Biden took office, they already had the border under control, and Biden changed everything that broke it. So her answer is stupid. It's stupid on its face. Then Debbie Dingell, who is a U.S. representative out of the great state of Michigan, is asked about this on Fox News.
Would you like to see him visit the border?
I don't care if he visits the border or not. He doesn't need to visit the border to know we've got a problem.
I don't care if he visits the border or not. I mean, she really just said that.
People that report to him every day about what the problem is. And sometimes we fixate on these little issues. Do you think the president doesn't know we got a problem at the border and what the issues are? I know he does.
But not necessary to see it firsthand. That's a little issue?
I think he knows it's got to be addressed. He's gotten the reports. He's seen the photos. So at some point he may or may not go, but I think he knows what's got to get fixed. And you've seen him begin that process.
You've seen him begin that process. No, we haven't. And I'm sorry. Sometimes we fixate on these little things. It's a little thing that Biden hasn't gone to the border. The border problem and the explosion of the border is a little thing. Hey, Michigan, keep on voting Democrat. You keep on doing that. And don't even write me some snarky email either, or write me some stupid comment on one of the social. I didn't vote that way. Stop calling us all out. I'm telling you that Republicans in that state need to raise their game. Because the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court, the governor, they're all Democrat now in your state. And you keep on sending more Democrats to Washington. So you've got to raise your game. You got to do something. You got to figure it out. Let me go to the phone lines. It's going to be Michigan and Bob. Bob, talk to me. Hi.
Hey, Joe, listen, I'm trying to raise my game. That's why I'm calling you.
Thank
man.
You.
The state is ridiculous, and I do everything I can. I'm a small business owner, and I speak out every day. My wife says, be careful. We own a business. Like, you know what? If I don't say this, we're going to lose this thing anyway. I don't care if I lose it through losing customers. You know, it's just one of these things where this president, this is not more important. I'm 100% with you, man. He goes to the state. He's close to the border. You want to send air marshals there. You want to pull them off of airlines and make it the most dangerous, detrimental time of the year with all this travel.
Right.
And you're sending them there for mediocre jobs. Come on, man. So this is the thing. This is the mentality of big business. You know, make the big investment, be in bed with China, make all this money at the expense of the American people. And I'm sick of it.
I'm sick of it.
I love Michigan. I live in northern Michigan, beautiful place. But man, I want to go to Wyoming, conservative state, Republicans, war veterans there that I'm 100% for. So this guy is a buffoon, and Jean-Pierre, she's an idiot, and all of our representatives in this state, they can go to you know where. And I love you, man. I love everything you stand for.
Bob, I appreciate that. I love Michigan too. That's why I'm so angry. I love Michigan too. I've got property there. You know, I've got my family that lives there. We've got so many ties to Michigan. I spent 8 years there on the television and on radio. And at the end of the day, it was so much better then under John Engler with a massive surplus in the state, and they were doing things right. Now you've got a far left-wing liberal control set that will not let you ever be like that again unless Republicans and conservatives really raise their game. Debbie Dingell is on Fox News saying the border is a little thing. We're fixating on a little thing. I don't care if he goes to the border. Well, why not? I mean, you don't think that illegal immigration is affecting Michigan? Of course it is. And it's taking jobs from Michiganders. And they should do something about that. But instead, they're voting in idiots. It doesn't make any sense. It's actually pretty sick, is what it is. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Victor Avila was in that shootout with the cartel. He lost his partner, Jaime Zapata, to guns that were smuggled across the border by Obama and by Holder in Operation Fast and Furious. He's a guy, former federal agent, who goes to the border all the time and has incredible insight. We talk about Biden not going. We talk about what's really happening there right now. We talk about what the residents think along the border. You're not going to want to miss this. Stick around.
Joe Pags.